The Steam Deck officially launched over 6 months ago on February 25th earlier this year. I would say that so far it's been a success, but that depends entirely on how you define success. For example, we can look at sales. We don't have official numbers, but I think the chances that we are approaching a million units delivered is high, especially as the Steam Deck begins to launch in four new regions and the team at Valve continues to ramp up production regularly. Is a million units in the first year a success? I think so. How many units sold in the first year would be a success for you? We can also look at impact. Does the Steam Deck look like it's having an impact on the gaming industry? My Switch vs. Steam Deck video is an exploration of this. The Steam Deck seems to be attracting people that didn't expect to use it very much. And many of these people are big personalities, causing the word of mouth to grow. It's going to take some time to see if this actually impacts the industry, but it seems like the seeds are being planted. But regardless of what we look at, I think there's one place where the Steam Deck is not as much of a success. This single failure, if we are to call it that, is what makes me believe one of the things I've believed about the Steam Deck for a long time. It's a very contentious belief, but I'm prepared to die on this absurd hill in this video today. So what in the world am I talking about? Well, the Steam Deck is not a great PC, guys. I want to make sure I word this correctly because I'm also not trying to gatekeep. If you can only afford one PC and you want it to be a Steam Deck, there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. The Steam Deck is a powerful and affordable option, and I think it's really cool if you make it your main rig. But there are some hurdles you're going to run into, and that's part of what I'm going to cover in this video. I'm also going to tell you why I think the Steam Deck is a wonderful handheld gaming console, and that's the reason that I call the Steam Deck a console. I recognize that this is a meaningless discussion point, like our hot dogs a sandwich. The Steam Deck is very clearly a PC, whether or not it's actually a console. But I love this discussion because this is a lot about perspective and expectations. And I hope this video can explore both of those perspectives. I'll give you a few points in my favor, and I'll cover some really solid counter arguments as well. Most of them from you all because I'm going to pull comments from previous videos. After all, I consider this channel a community. Given that, the first thing I need you to do is leave a comment below to let me know if you think the Steam Deck is a PC or a console, and then you can update the comment at the end to let me know if I changed your mind. Alright, let's start with a few reasons why the Steam Deck is not an ideal PC experience. Number one is rigidity. Like the rest of this video, perspective is going to be important. Compared to a console, the Steam Deck is extremely flexible. Compared to a PC, it's quite rigid, and there are layers to this rigidity, right? Gaming mode is designed to be streamlined, but even within those constraints, we're currently lacking options to do basic things like setting the output resolution or even mirroring the display when the Steam Deck is docked. What's good, Deck Gang? I am coming to you from the future. Not your future, I mean my future. So I've had this recorded for a few weeks now, and I knew I ran the risk of saying something that would be outdated. Well, one of those things that got outdated is that you can now set the output resolution on the Steam Deck. That is awesome. I don't think that takes away from my general points, but I thought I'd let you know that I did see that update from Valve. So thank you, Valve. All right, back to the normal video. PC gamers have said things like the PS5 should have already had a 1440p option or Switch should have launched with Bluetooth, and I agree, but when it comes to the Steam Deck, I'm still forced to output at my native resolution when docked to a big screen, and that's a tad disappointing. Of course, you'll point out that you can do these things in desktop mode or install Windows, but that neglects my underlying point, which is that most of us don't want those things. I mean, sure, we do want desktop mode and we do want Windows as options, but we want to play games from the gaming mode. Even though it is a constrained experience compared to desktop mode, that's still what we want. I would argue that's why most of us bought the Steam Deck, because we like the idea of a more streamlined PC gaming experience, even if it costs us a little flexibility. And for what it's worth, SteamOS isn't just rigid in gaming mode, it also lacks some flexibility in desktop mode. You have limited access to the file system, and although you can choose to overwrite that, you run the risk of losing your data from a system update. Once again, the ends do justify the means because it helps Valve deliver a consistent experience. But we have to admit that we are choosing to lose some of the flexibility that is a trademark pillar of PC gaming. Number 2, compatibility. Compatibility is a double-edged sword here. It works both in favor and against my argument. The fact that not every game is compatible seems to imply that it can't be a console because console players don't have to tinker. But my perspective is a little different. Steam Deck has a library of games that require no tinkering whatsoever, and that library of games is larger than that of virtually any console. I see the games that require tinkering as a bonus on top of a very large library of capable and compatible games. Additionally, there's something I want to address. The notion that PC gaming goes so far as to require tinkering is an outdated notion. For a long time now, playing games on PC has been a pretty easygoing experience. That means going from PC to Steam Deck is actually a downgrade. I don't have to do anything to get Gears of War to run on my PC. I don't have to worry about anti-cheat compatibility on my desktop. I'm obviously assuming a Windows PC gaming experience, but that's because that's roughly what 95% of PC gaming has been up to this point. These are now things that I do have to think about if I want to play those specific games on a Steam Deck. So I've actually taken a step backwards from traditional PC gaming, but taken a step forward from console gaming because my choices when it comes to games that just work has grown, and on top of that, I can also choose from games that may require a little elbow grease too. That's before we even talk about the wealth of options via emulation or alternative platforms like itch.io. Number 3, security. It's not that I think SteamOS and as a result the Steam Deck are unsecure. However, I would say that security is not as high of a priority when it comes to the development of this operating system. For example, the Steam Deck came with Firefox pre-installed, but this version of Firefox remained unupdated for months. Thankfully, Valve eventually resolved this issue by using the Firefox Flatpak instead, but another example is that the Steam Deck launched without a lock screen. This was added within a few months, but to me it shows that security wasn't a top priority. If I had logged into my browser on my Steam Deck at the time and then I lost it while traveling, it would be relatively trivial for a thief to gain access to some of my accounts. For a console like the Switch, this is the level of security that I'm used to, but I would expect a lot more for a PC. Number 4, development. Can you develop a Steam Deck game on the Steam Deck? Well, the answer is actually a resounding yes. YouTuber Tyrannus' Videos has a really great video where he creates a demo in Unity and launches it from gaming mode. He said this was extremely easy to do, and from start to finish it took him no more than 40 minutes, including downloading and installing Unity Hub. I'd highly recommend watching it, so check the link in the description. So why would I include development as a reason why the PC experience is not quite ideal on the Steam Deck? Because there are a lot more development tools than Unity. Unreal Engine is reportedly a pain to get up and running on the Steam Deck, and even just installing some normal development tools or compiling C++ source code requires you to disable the read-only file system. This in itself is not a particularly high hurdle, but you must keep in mind that this portion of the file system might be overwritten by a Steam Deck update. These are not insurmountable problems, they're just less ideal than a traditional PC is. So what do these points really mean? Well, I think they speak to our expectations. I'm not judging the Steam Deck by how good of a PC experience it is. I'm judging it by how good of a console experience it is. I see the Steam Deck as a really, really innovative console. There may be some console-oriented things that it doesn't execute so well, so I wouldn't really begrudge you if you said it was a bad console. That's fine. But I personally think that it brings so many great features to the console experience that it's okay for it to be a bit janky. I imagine it's a lot like the experience that most people had when playing an Elder Scrolls game for the first time. It's wonky, and very few people would use the word polished to describe it, but it was probably a formative experience. I know it was for me. You may have been surprised that you could enjoy a game like this one. Similarly, I've seen a lot of people say that they're surprised that they enjoy the Steam Deck as much as they do. That's the deck effect. A while back, I put up a poll that asked if you considered yourself a PC gamer or a console gamer before you had any interest in the Steam Deck. It was a 3-to-1 split in favor of the PC, and I feel like that's a lot more console gamers than most people would expect. Think about this. If you call yourself a PC gamer, chances are good that you also have a console and some console games and that you play them from time to time. But if you call yourself a console gamer, then I'd say that chances are slim that you play any PC games. So why does the Steam effect attract so many people that were previously shut off to the idea of PC gaming? Expectations. It's because the thing that excites us about the Steam Deck is a streamlined, almost console-like experience. You may argue that what's actually exciting is that it brings PC gaming to a handheld form factor, but I mean, that's not a concept the Steam Deck invented, and if you're going to tell me that Valve are the first ones to get it right, then I urge you to consider how they got it right. I think it's because they made a good console and a serviceable PC. If instead we got a serviceable console but a good PC, it would be a PC. PCs do a really decent job of being a game console after all. You could hook up a regular ass desktop to a TV, turn on big picture mode, and then you'd have a solid console and a great PC. But no, the Steam Deck is the opposite, and that's what I've been excited about this whole time. Alright, next let's talk about why I'm wrong. You guys have certainly had some words to say on the subject, so I'm going to share your comments to help build a case against myself. Let's start with this one. This is the top comment on the last video where I brought this topic up, and Paco says, quote, "As for the console PC debate, I feel like it manages to combine the accessibility of a console with the customizability and freedom of the PC, so I'd call it a hybrid rather than a PC or console," end quote. I mean, this is the most right anyone could possibly be. Honestly, the Steam Deck is a hybrid, and that's what makes it special. Thanks, Paco. On that same note, Armin had a great comment. He said, quote, "The Steam Deck is a PC, portable computer slash portable console," end quote. So pick your poison, folks. Portable computer, portable console. Either way. And here's another compelling argument. Wes Mager says, quote, "It's a PC because it's not a locked off walled garden," end quote. I mean, this is absolutely fair. Consoles are definitely walled gardens. I think that gaming mode on deck is kind of like there's a 2-inch barrier around a garden. Plants can grow around it and you're free to come and go as you please, but there's definitely like a small containment system that Valve keeps well groomed. Whereas traditional PC gaming is just like that subreddit with all the pictures of abandoned areas, there's vegetation everywhere and there's nothing you can do to stop it. But still, I think the point is in favor of Steam Deck being a PC. Here's something I expected more of you to say, but I didn't really see too much of in my comments. Gang Wu sort of alluded to it at the end of their comment. They said, quote, "Unless games will be specifically written for the deck hardware and OS, it will never be marketed or used as a game console, in my opinion," end quote. So deck-specific games is a solid point, but I'm actually more interested in the point about the deck not being marketed as a game console. Valve went way out of their way to let everyone know that the Steam Deck is a full-fledged PC. That was their marketing. And I think this sort of marketing was very important from Valve, especially early on where there could be room for confusion. They did a great job of clearing all of that up immediately. With clear and unwavering messaging, they let everyone know that yes, you can install emulators, you can install Epic Store games, you can even install alternative operating systems. You can code on it, you can even try VR, even if it won't work. You know why? Because the Steam Deck is a PC. But in my opinion, how you define the hardware is different from what you actually experience. Let me use one last comment to demonstrate what I'm talking about. And I love this comment. This is from Lord of the Wings Rehydrated, and they say, quote, "If I put Windows on the Steam Deck, is it still a console? Is it the combination of SteamOS and a Deck's console-like hardware that make it a console?" End quote. With this comment, we've circled back to the question of whether or not a hot dog is a sandwich. I think the experience of Steam Deck with SteamOS is what makes it a console. It stops being a console the minute I install Windows, or even just during the time I'm in desktop mode. Similarly, if I install SteamOS on my Win600 or on my desktop, that's not quite a console either. So it's not something you can easily define, it's more like I know it when I see it. With that said, I think the real takeaway here is that the Steam Deck is innovative for its ability to take both concepts and bring us something new. I do think it'll have some sort of major impact on the gaming industry, and I can't wait to see how that takes shape. In the meantime though, if you want to see more about how word of mouth is spreading on the Steam Deck, check out my Switch vs. Steam Deck video here. Deck Gang out. Goodbye!